Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, May 8th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the state of the economy.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the state of the economy and how Zimbabweans are getting by.
Before and after the 2013 general election, the ZANU-PF government promised the nation that its latest blueprint, the Zuma Set, will be key in the economic turnaround program. But sadly, most Zimbabweans are saying the economic problems are worsening.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa has so far met the African Development Bank, IMF, and the World Bank, among other multilateral institutions, seeking financial bailouts. But sadly, he has returned empty-handed, and because of the liquidity crunch, the economic crisis has worsened.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And you can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah, kunjalo ke foit.
Zvinhu zvacho hanzi kutiudze kuti zviri kufamba sei.
Easy maset.
Zvinonetsa. Onguka hama dzadiwa hanzi kuseka nhamo. Serugare. Nasi tuda kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi. Gibbs vakawanda vari kuti ivo zvinhu hazvina kumirira zvakanaka. Nyika inenge yadzokera kuna 2008 paipaya panga pachinetsa zvinhu. Chiri kuitika mazuva anotiye kuti zvinhu hongu zviri kuwanika muzvitoro, asi nyaya iripo ndeyekuti mari yacho yekutenga zvinhu zvacho hapana. Nekudaro zvinhu zvazara muzvitoro pasina ari kutenga. Yakuita iya inonzi deflation. Zvakukonzerawo kuti kana vanhu vasingatenge zvinhu muzvitoro, makambani akawanda anenge akuvhara. Nekudaro vanhu vakawanda vasina mabasa, zvakumanikidzawo kuti vamwe vabire Rwizi Limpopo vachienda kuSouth Africa kunotsvaga mabasa, vamwe vachienda kuBotswana, kuMozambique nedzimwe nyika dzakatenderedza. Nekudaro tira kunzwa kuti chii chaizvo chiri kuitika, uye vanhu vachifona tichitaura navo kuti vatiudze kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei, vari kurarama sei muupenyu hwavo. Gibbs.
Kunjalo ke Blessing, siyakwazi kuti ngo-2008 wausiti nxaule mali uitwale kumbe ngebhara usiyatenga isinkwa, ufike kuona ngale uzokutwa imali yakhona ngayeneli. Kuto kwa manje, abantu njalo abala mali. Uyakumbula umajaiva nesithi leli lizwe kalila mali. Kanya zaniso kunjalo ke mfowethu. Nxasi sikhangela kodwa impahla igcwele ezitolo lapha. Ungahamba uyathola konke sibili kutshutshuma. Kodwa ukuthi imali vele ngaphi, qha izikhwama zibhobokile. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngozulu kandaba ukuthi kambe likubona njani khonoko. Kula khonoko ke okuthiwa i-deflation, ukuthi nxa usekhona mpana emnothweni welizwe kungela abantu abathengayo impahla, kuyaphinda kutshengisela ukuthi umnotho uye phansi. So nxa ukuthi abantu bethenga impahla, umnotho uyakuthuthukisa phambili. Kodwa ke la mafactory avalwa ngoba akula mali yokuwathuthukisa. Sikhuluma nje abantwana beZimbabwe abaningi, Blessing, sebecrossa besekhona ngale South Africa, abanye baseBotswana, abanye basendaweni ezitshiyeneyo kakhulu. So abanye baze bedliwe zingwenya, uyakhumbula ukuthi bakhona abadliweyo bezama ukuchaphula impopo. So kuzima mfowethu. Zulu kandaba asixoxeni nantu udaba ekhuthweni. So lisifanele kunombolo leyi 001-202-619-2077. Ngizayiphinda sibili, 001-202-619-2077. Kulumani sizwe.
And I think, Gibbs, we have our first guest. We have Mr. Prosper Chitambara. Mr. Chitambara is the chief economist of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe, or LIDRES. Mr. Chitambara, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much. Of course, Mr. Chitambara is joining us from Harare. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
So, Mr. Chitambara, tell us a bit about the state of its economy. How is it right now?
I think the state of the economy is very, very fragile at the moment. I think we have witnessed the continuation of the deindustrialization and the consequent informalization of the economy. But the major challenge also is to do with the scarcity of liquidity, the scarcity of capital in the economy. So as a result, people cannot afford to subsist or to live a decent lifestyle. We've also witnessed an informalization of the formal sector.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you look at the wages, the average wages or incomes that workers are getting, they are way below what an average family would require,
mm-hmm.
what we call the PDL.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the major challenge, the issue of liquidity. And our economy has not been generating enough exports.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, dollarization, we can no longer print money as we used to do during the period of the Zim dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that sort of puts the economy in a catch-22 situation.
Mm-hmm. And let's look at some of the things that might be causing this economic meltdown. Is it sanctions? You mentioned liquidity, the liquidity crunch. What is really causing this?
I think it's nothing to do with sanctions, really. What's causing this is that the productive base, the productive sector has actually been dwindling. Earlier on, I talked about deindustrialization. Companies are closing down. Why are companies closing down? Companies are closing down because there is no cash in the economy. Companies are closing down because of the obsolete equipment that they are using, the planting machinery that they are using. Most of it was acquired during the 60s and the 70s. So our industry is not competitive. That's why our companies are struggling even to compete with imports from countries like Zambia, Mozambique, or even South Africa. So it's really those fundamental issues. How do you deal with competitiveness? How do you deal with the high cost of doing business? And also with dollarization, you would understand that the policy options are also a bit limited. The government cannot rely on monetary policy, for example, to what export quantity is using. So it's and in an environment where your exports are not increasing, it means you end up actually getting into what is called the deflation. Basically, deflation means that the level of prices is declining or is weakening. But again, it's a paradox because when you look at the overall cost of doing business in Zimbabwe, it's far much higher than, say, in neighboring countries. When you compare in terms of power parity, for example, what we normally in economics we use a beggar, what a beggar would cost in Zimbabwe and what a beggar would cost in South Africa. In Zimbabwe, for example, a beggar would cost around $6, $5. And the same beggar in South Africa probably would cost 50 rand and in America probably a dollar. So I would see that the cost structures in Zimbabwe are unviable, they are uncompetitive. So how do we deal with that kind of situation? I think that's what is needed now. And also, our land reform program, it's also affected commercial agriculture. It was Zimbabwe for a long time, you know, as an agro-based economy, we relied heavily on agriculture in terms of export and also even in terms of employment creation. And in terms of even the linkages between agriculture and other sectors of the economy. So when agriculture is not ceasing, that also has a boomerang or a domino effect on the rest of the economy. So we need to deal with the issues in agriculture, and we also need to deal with the uncompetitiveness, the high cost of doing business within the economy.
Gibson.
Now, you touched an issue of cost structures in the country, and you said there should be some alternatives, or let me say some measures that can be taken to actually rectify that. Mm. How can it be done?
Yeah.
How can it be done?
How it can be done, it's very, very simple. Number one, you need to deal with the issues, infrastructure deficits. I think we really need to overhaul our infrastructure. Because that also feeds into the cost structures. Because when you have bad infrastructure, for example, it means the cost of transport will have to go up. When you are having power outages, it means the cost of power. I think that's a major, one of the major hindrances really to doing business. The power outages, shortages of power. So most businesses have to rely on backup, on generators, and obviously that increases our cost structure. When you also look at the cost of borrowing money, Zimbabwe, I think, is the country in the whole world with the highest interest rates. And you compare that with the low return on capital, the low return on investment. It means most businesses that are borrowing are actually borrowing to fund loss-making projects. That's why we also have this high proportion of non-performing loans, because if you are borrowing at 20% and your expected return on capital is 2%, 3%, or 5%, it means you're actually borrowing to fund a loss-making project. So it has to do with the cost structures in terms of key enablers like energy, power, even our water also. It's quite high in Zimbabwe. And also the cost of liquidity, the cost of money, which is very, very high. And all that actually feeds into the cost of doing business in Zimbabwe and rendering the economy uncompetitive and unviable.
Thank you, Mr. Chitambara. For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the state of the economy. And Gibbs, I think we are now being joined by our second guest.
Our second guest, Zulu, is Mr. George Nkiwane, who is the president of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Mr. Nkiwane, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Now, Mr. Nkiwane, we understand that many companies, like Mr. Chitambara said, are closing shop and many workers are being retrenched. Can you tell us what is transpiring?
Thank you so much. Maybe first and foremost, I would want to then acknowledge that if at all you invite Mr. Chitambara. Mr. Chitambara is our economic advisor, and whatever we say is exactly what is going, what he has said.
Yeah.
And in terms of the companies that are closing, I have to acknowledge that, honestly, the situation here is so gloomy. We indicated that from December to March, 73 companies closed shop. And as a result of that, 9,800 workers lost their job. And you know what it means in our African culture when you have 9,800 people who lose their jobs, which means in the Mandela effect, we have several thousands of people who also were benefiting from those who are employed. So poverty then entrenches itself, and it's so bad that we have no future to look at.
Talking to the government, previously there have been tripartite negotiations and all that. We are not hearing much about that. What is happening? Are you still in constant touch with business and also government?
I have to be frank here. In terms of the tripartite arrangement, we have never met since last year. But when we inquired as to why then we were not meeting, you remember we were advocating for a legislated TNF. And the minister, the current Minister of Labour, is saying, okay, we cannot meet now because we have to see to it that we have that legislated and independent TNF. And according to information they gave me about 3 weeks ago, he said that it is now at an advanced stage that the Attorney General's office is now drafting, coming up a draft TNF so that we have a legislated and independent TNF.
What are the advantages of a legislated TNF as opposed to what you have been doing 5 years ago?
Thank you. The advantages are so many. If you have a legislated tenure, then you are assured that whatever policies and the legislation that is going to be enacted by the government will come out through that process where you have to engage business, government, and labor. And in other countries, particularly South Africa, where we sent a team to look at what is the arrangement there in terms of TNF, they include the TNF with the what they call the community. The community is the civil society. You have also representatives represent that the organ, the civil society. So we are saying all those who matter in whatever arrangement, be whatever issues that you are discussing, you have to rope in people to acknowledge so that you include everybody whom has something to contribute towards that legal instrument that will then govern whatever processes do that are then govern whatever, be it law in terms of employment, whatever it is, you are sure that society or representatives are there to make sure that we guard against whatever might then disadvantage society.
Thank you so much. And gentlemen, please do stay on the line. Gibbs, you also encourage our listeners to use WhatsApp. And interestingly, I was reading today that the Zimbabwe Republic Police now has a WhatsApp account.
Very interesting.
You know, for a long time, they were using typewriters.
Yes.
I bet they are still using them.
I still remember those old typewriters, you know. We used them in the newsroom at one stage.
Yes.
And imagine typing, like, you know, if you miss one of the keys, it goes right into the typewriter's body. You know?
I was lucky I never used those.
Yeah.
Yes. Of course, on WhatsApp, we have several messages. Let's start with Tonde Rai, who writes, "We can't make all millions of people in Zimbabwe survive through sending money back home. We need industries at home to sustain our economy. President Mugabe is the only one who can restore the rule of law through his presidential powers. He can make everyone stop corruption through arresting or jailing those that are found guilty of corruption." I think Tondra is in the diaspora. He's saying, you know, we are tired of sending money back home. And then we have Tina Fungai. Fungai anoti zvakatooma nekuti rent chaiyo iri kunetsa. Uye mari yacho haisi kutenga chinhu kumusha. Mai Chibaya vanoti ivo government ngaigadzirise zvinhu kana kudzora hurumende yemubatanidzwa. Interesting. We have Harmless, who says most of the people living in the country depend on their relatives outside the country who on monthly basis send money, otherwise they could have perished a long time ago. Tinashe says we are suffering because we are virtually working for our relatives back home, and most of us can't afford to save for our future because of this. I don't know when this is going to end. Let me end there. It appears that most of these writers are actually in the diaspora.
I've got some people here on Facebook blessing. The first one is Gilbert Klomani, who writes, the only way out of this economic quagmire is to have fresh elections organized by the international community. The elections should usher in a government whose legitimacy will be unquestionable. This and only this will see the much-needed FDI flowing into the country. Then we've got Tichawona, who writes, all over the world, people hate the head of the junta in our country. The old man did some irreparable damage to our country and economy. Even if he were to win a supervised election, still no one would trust him. So I think the only good thing he can do for us today is to say goodbye, and then maybe we can, or the investors can, forgive him for what he has done to the people of Zimbabwe. Almost every household has somebody working outside the country under all sorts of conditions, just to make ends meet, although a small number is successful. But maybe they could be 10 times what they are today if we had a government back home. I'll stop there at the moment.
Regai tiende parunare, Gibbs. Tina mkoma Charles Mushwaire. Makadi mkoma Charles.
Hey, makadi mkoma blessing.
Aiwa tiripo. Imi murugupi mkoma Charles.
Ziku harare mwazikusawa
tulipati. Mungatu ze kuti zvakamira sei. Muruku rarama sei ne muri enyu. Zvinhu zviri kuita mari.
Kuno muzimbabwe zvinhu zvinomira zvakanaka mukoma. Mabasa ari kunetsa, vanhu vakawanda vasisinza. Because nezi nyika yesango mazvinda zvikata some town unongona unongo famba mazvinda tete. Saka zvinoneta kuti ise tingapiri kuita mazvinda here muZimbabwe uno. Saka nhau inoto yandatoona ini ndeitoti dzambotaurwa namisasvangira izvozvo zvekuti unotoda political solution ndeinotodikana because nhau inoneta muZimbabwe uno muina kuti politics. Zvinomira zvakanaka vanhu vanongoguta ndeweside zvimwe chete ende vachikwatogadzisa nyika vakwanisa kuita kuti zvifambe zvakanaka munyika havakukwanisa andimoona right now isisu our country is now a country more of enemies than friends havasina vanhu vachada kubatsira vanhu munyika yedu ine yezimbabwe inei that's because of the political situation saka situation idikaita political situation ikaita settle down zvinokwanisa kuti ita zvakanaka right now seeko south africa have managed to call all vanoda kuobserva nengeri election yayo ini zimbabwe pano panosarudzwa hati mazvona mazvo but right vanhu ivo vatinoti isisi ndo vatisingadeka but ndo vanedi more help muno muzimbabwe ndopano tiseparaisa ipapo
ngatimbotaoenda
muno muchiti hey mawestern countries europe this and that but ndo vanhu vane help yakatinyanyisa muno muzimbabwe maafrican countries vatinenge tichingovimba navo aya havana zvavanotibatsisa nazvo
ngatitariseiwo nyaya yechikafu iyi mukoma charles kuti hupfu muri kutenga mari nechingwa nezvimwe zvamunoda kushandisa zvekudya izvi
chingwa ndiro dhora ka chingwa idhora iroro dhora racho kuti uriwane manje unenge watosuuka nekuritsvaga noya hupfu hwacho iho hupfu hwakurwa kuma$7 $12 apa iyo kubasa unogona ita 3-4 months no pay hati mazvona ka imwe mudzi kubasa kwacho pemonthi munoya 2 weeks kana kuti 1 week muchisinge muchisekuleta makadaro kuti dzini kana waitombokutadza kurarama nemari yekuti unongoshandira pemonthi kuzokwanisa kurarama here nemari ye2 weeks
panenge ponetsa
saka profasi yagoing to vendors muzimbabwe muno tichangopera kuita mavhenda kati hazvibatsiri vari kunze kwenyika havatombokwanisi bhozi ikoko vari kutotadza kutoraramawo bhozi havana mabasa ane mari chese yekuti vanenge achishandira mari yakanaka ikoko achada kurenda kwaari kugara kusouth africa ikoko neevha kwaari achadawo chikapu ikoko kuti azomutumire kuno kuzimbabwe mari anenge asina mari yazvisi
aiwa
tizvingafambi sei
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma charles nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
totenda mukoma tayaura kuzimbabwe uno
aiwa tinoramba tichinamata kuti zvinhu zvichafamba zvakanaka regai tienda kuna vamuungani makadii vamuungani makadii vamuungani muripo here parunhare vanenge vasipo regai tiende kuna mukoma hard life muhammad kusouth africa makadii mukoma hard life makadii henyu
tosimba munosimba here
aiwa isu tiri nani tiudzeiwo nhasi tiri kutaura nemamiriro akaita zvinhu muupenyu hwevanhu zviri kufamba sei kwamuri
hei upenyu hwakatiomera zvokuti tiri kuno kumunoona hatina kungogara mudzimba dzedu tei tichibhadharawo marendi apa vari kumba
mukoma hard life nhamba yamukoma hard life inenge iri kuti netsei tichaedza kuti tidzokere kwavari madzoka here mukoma hard life
ndiripo
okay nhare inyu inenge yanga yambonhingirikira isina kunyatsoshanda zvakanaka tiudzei kuti zviri kufamba sei
okay kunoku zviri kufambawo zviri nanevo asi kuti mabasa ekunokuvo mari dzate tichiwanawo dzichingovawo pasi sezvokuti ne tichigara mudzimba dzisiri dzedu dzate tichibhadharawo marendi plus vari kumba kuzvikoro kuzvigayo zvino gore rino zviri nanevo pakuti chibagevo vari kumusha vanochiwanavo asi gore rapera zvanyanya kurema kuti tibatanidze zvinhu zvose tinyatsokuzviunganidza zvese tikatarira tine vanokuna baba tine madzimai nevana kumusha vose vavo vane vachida masupport plus kuti uti ubatanidze zvose kuti ugare nemhuri futi kunoko zvinorema mapepazi acho ekufamba nawo anoshupa munomo unotinetsei zvakawanda wanda maasada mumazuva ano vari kuramba futi tindorinywawo kudza kuti ha toda kumbafura nhambi dzevanhu chichi saka siri kurema zvekuti ameso kuti tichabuda papi chapere mamiriro akaita nyika yedu kusvika pana 2018 kuti titarire kuti vana vedu vachazodzidza zviri straight chaizvo chaizvo zvichashupa nokuti kuti tivapinze futi kuno kuona wacho kuti udza kuti aplaya study permit permit yacho kuti uaplaye futi zvine zvichinetsa kuhomafesi kwacho zvokuti unongoona kuti nemari yaunochiwana nokuramba kwamii muchiita futi kuti uzozvibatanidza zvose zvinorema saka zvinhu zvakamira zvakatooma zvokuti zvachitoda kutomboti dai papi takuhwisisana kwakanyanyisa pamusoro pehurumende yekuno kunyanya ne nekuzimbabwe kuti zvinhu zviite sekuti rerukebhichana pamamiriro akaita zvona nokuti mamiriro azvakaita kuti titarire kuti future yedu chai chaio ingamira zvakanatso kunaka pamamiriro azvakaita zvinhu izvezvi nemaimiriro azviri kuita nesituation yacho yatiri kuona nemamiriro akaita kumusha tendomatambudziko avanotiudza acho hama yoga yoga ine chingokuudza matambudziko akasiyana siyana zvokuti ukatanatso kuzviisa mumusoro kuti unyatso kutarira kuti ungasvika pahafu here kana pathree quarters unonyatsoati kungozama pane pachitova nedambudziko guruwo kuti umbotita sekuti zisazosvika pakunyanyisisa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma hard life nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
tatenda zvikuru
tinotenda gibs
ye lapha ke blessing lo mnumzana Reason Ndlovu osegwanda baba Ndlovu ungachona njani ngiphilile ungaphi sespitscop ejawunda kumbe dozani langale
nano ngisemakhaya nje gwanda
ye ngabukani khona phela
emtalala
o kunjani entalala
hayi no hayi kukahle nje kuthanda sumthanda sokuqalile
lijaji liyayisa
ijaji liyayisa manaye
ehe so ke akutsho ukuthi ungathini ngodaba lolo
hayi economy ingathi thina hayi kumile nje akukhanye ukuthi kusuka ngaphi kuya ngaphi ngoba uyazibuza usele ukuthi kathi okumisileyo kuyini ngoba nanko izulu libile umbuso unganqake libandle leda singathize leliyakusa kodwa ukuthi kathi uvele kusuka kuyiwa ngaphi akukhanye awuqacilise
nxa singabuza sibili yendlovu nxa ngabuza sibili khonapho lapho khona sibili nxa liphuma lisiyatshona abantu badla kangaki njalo imali bayithatha nga
kuyahlupha ngathi nje ukudla abantu bangabayadla nje ngoba emasimini izolimile but imali iyinkinga kakhulu kakhulu imali kayitholakali njengalokhu nje ukuthi vele ufake idola esikhwameni uyathola ukuthi kuyakuginyisa mpela ngoba kungela imali vele le mali eholwa ngabantu nje abathi basemsebenzini ilitshwana ukuthi kayikhwamisi nje ukuthi abantu bangaphila nje impilo enhle nje efana lamazwe abomakhelwane wethu
ye sizwa njalo ukuthi abanye abasebenza abatholi le mali phela endlovu kuhamba njani nxa abantu bengaholiswa
kuyahlupha ngoba ukuze kufike ukuthi abantu bangaholi khonokho zokutshengisa ukuthi i-economy yakhona ukuthi ngabe kule mali yethu mhlawumbe ngabe kungcono manje imali zokuthengwa lezo yabona ukuthi kuyahlupha ngoba imali yakhona iyabe ingayenelisi wonke umuntu
bamba khonapho
ukuthi ngayenza okulutshwana okukhona elizweni ukuthi kungathengwa lokhu amafuwele ngela yisathi
ye bamba khonapho bamba khonapho ungayika chana bamba bamba Ndlovu
and also Mr. Nkiwani and Mr. Chitambara please do stay on the line we'll be back after a brief break for our radio listeners please go
another